Dr. Judy Blume, good morning.
Good morning, EJ. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Dr. Judy.
All right, so these websites, we've been talking about CanDoBetter.com. It's this ridiculous website where you and your partner can put your pictures up there, and other people decide whether he can do better or she can do better.
Or if they're a perfect match.
Or if they're a perfect match.
Yeah.
Well. And, you know, this goes, it's almost in the same vein as that hotornot.com where people post their pictures and you have other people vote on you. Like, you know, what are you on a scale of 0 to 10? What are you? I mean, what is this all about, Dr. Judy? What's the world coming to?
We love to rate other people, don't we?
Yeah.
But then again, don't we always?
And decide whether they're attractive based on our standards, you know?
Right.
And you know, really, what are we matching on when you do these kinds of things? It's got nothing to do, I mean, not even, like, remotely with who this person is.
It exactly.
has to do with some photo. And as we all know, A, photos can be photoshopped, and B, photos are misleading, you know, at best, because you can look very different in different photos, right? You look really good in some and really bad in others, right?
Oh, yeah.
And... it's got nothing to do with who the person is.
Right.
You know, it's just a photo. I mean, we all know people who we think are the coolest people and really attractive, you know, to us, even though they may not be physically the most appealing.
Dr. Judy, if you're getting caught up in this and, you know, you're putting your picture up there, you want people to comment, you're you know, doing these wonderfully posed pictures on Facebook or MySpace, what does this say about you?
Well, if you're posting them yourself or your partner's posting them, then you know the degree of narcissism is truly over the top. I mean, it's truly the need for that adulation from the outside, because you know the truth is you don't really feel that great about yourself from the inside, is really out there. I took a look at some of the photos on these things the other day, and frankly, not everybody who posts their pictures is even in the least bit hot. And the can do better stuff, you know, they've, you know, photos of Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, you know, can do better. And they're saying, the one I looked at said, you know, Brad Pitt could do better, was like, you know, up by a couple thousand or something.
Right, right.
Come on, people.
But see, I think this is all in fun. This is all in jest. I don't really think that people are taking it seriously. I think people are putting up photos of me and like somebody was saying to me last night at the restaurant, oh, I'm going to put me and my cousin up. See what
right,
they think about that.
Me and my dog. Right?
Yeah, you know, people are having fun with it. They think it's hilarious. I mean, the people I talk to, yes, it's a problem if people are taking this seriously and helping them decide who they should be with and who they shouldn't be with.
Right.
But don't we always judge on the exterior first? Is this something we've been doing for ages?
You know, judge people by how attractive they are, even just walking down the street, right? You know, how many fights have been fought over how many years by couples where one or the other checks out somebody else, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's also important to remember kind of how this all really has its history going way, way, way back when. Because if you look historically, back in 1883, Charles Darwin's cousin devised this whole technique called composite photography, right? Which was used to identify different types of appearance. And the purpose at that time was to see if there was sort of a type, like a criminal face type or a vegetarian face type or whatever. And it turned out there isn't, but the cousin, whose name was Francis Galton, did notice that as he did these composite images of all these different people who were in this particular category, the image of the final face tended to get more and more attractive, okay? And what it's called the averageness effect, and that highly physically attractive tendencies and characteristics emerge when you do these kind of averaging things. So that's really interesting. And that's kind of where all of this stuff really started back in the late 1800s.
You know, what's interesting is, depending on what era, beauty is different. At one point, you know, the chubbier you were or the fatter you were,
right,
that was attractive.
Yeah, because it meant that you had enough money to eat.
Exactly. And then, you know, what, a couple years ago, even now, it's the emaciated, I haven't eaten in 30 days look.
Right.
Which
right.
is right. supposed
and,
to be the hot
and
look.
It kind of cycles a little bit, you know. The, again, the emaciated look, think back to, you know, Twiggy in the 60s, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it really it kind of cycles a bit, you know.
Yeah, like I think it's changing a little bit. You got you have Beyonce and J-Lo, you know, they've got curves, they have a body,
right,
they don't
exactly.
look like they're hungry, and, you know.
Yeah.
They're not starving.
Hopefully women are listening to the guys, because I think a lot of men want those kinds of women.
not right,
the,
right.
I haven't eaten.
You want a woman who looks like a woman.
not the hungry look. The hungry look worries me a lot.
I don't know. You know, do you know somebody that is just caught up in all this kind of stuff? You know, the hot or not. Or the can do better, or they're taking glamour shots of themselves with their iPhones all day and all night long and posting them on Facebook.
Yeah, would you do this?
MySpace or,
maybe
you know.
Someone takes it seriously and does it, has done it. Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Judy, I mean, you know, if you're doing this kind of stuff, what the hell? You know, really?
What does it do to relationships is the question.
Well, yeah, that is the big question. And, you know, what's interesting is to note that when Mark Zuckerberg, who started Facebook, when he originally did his first site, he did a site called Face Mash. That was a hot or not kind of site for the Harvard community.
Oh, well.
Okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So there's lookers over there.
Exactly, from the Harvard Facebook. And when I know back when I was at Cornell, years ago, they had a physical publication that came out at the start of freshman year that they called the Pig Book, right? And it always had a picture of a really hot-looking girl on the cover, and then pictures of every freshman coming in that people would use, you know, as kind of a dating site, right? And as a way for, you know, various fraternities and sororities to recruit people.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Fresh.
Again, all based on what they look like.
Right.
Fresh meat is what we called them.
Yeah.
I was called that a couple times going, what?
Jeez.
Right.
Interesting place.
Wow.
But, you know, this, it really brings up the whole phenomena of the internet and how that affects people's relationships and dating lives and all that kind of stuff where you've got all this public access to photos and to who you're friends with and who you're talking to and all that stuff and how that affects your relationships. And, you know, like we were saying, you know, like with the can do better thing, you know, you're in the middle of a fight and with somebody and then you suddenly throw out, well, you know, just remember, according to, you know, to can do better, I can do better. You know, and it just kind of really changes the whole tenor of the relationship, and you know, it suddenly becomes a lot more about things from the outside of the couple or of the relationship than what's actually going on internally.
So, if you want to keep a relationship, don't do this. And number two, if you are doing this, what would you say about the relationship you're in?
Yeah, exactly. What does that mean, right? About the relationship that you're in, that you either it's not enough for you, so you need all of this outside feedback, right?
Yeah.
Or distraction, or you don't trust yourself and your own judgment about the relationship.
Well, it's definitely not good.
Yeah, it's definitely not good. And it can get people in all kinds of trouble. I mean, and people play games with it. I had a patient just last night who came in who was telling me, and you know, the woman's an attorney. She's not, uneducated or unaware of kind of what she's doing here, right?
Mm.
But she has, you know, she was telling me about, you know, her MySpace and Facebook pages and really, you know, like friending an old boyfriend to try and get a rise out of her current boyfriend right after they moved in together,
uh-oh.
You know. And she did that because she's still mad that he has friends on his Facebook page, a couple of these girls that he used to know when he was in college, you know. And people, you know, think of the havoc, the drama that's causing in that relationship. For what reason, you know?
You know,
any drama?
It's so true because, you know, my boyfriend, Mr. Chow, does not have a Facebook, a MySpace, nothing.
Right.
And I hardly go on mine. I'm just too busy. And honestly, it works. Because you start to sit on the couch, and if he's on his, and I'm on mine, it just gets a little, I don't know.
Yeah, it gets a little over the top. She told me that you know, she credits her MySpace page with actually having caught a former boyfriend cheating on her, right?
Wow.
Because she found on the Facebook page that he had friended somebody else's friend, right? Not even on her Facebook page, but like through her, right?
Right, right.
Now
wow.
That's
hooking
annoying.
Up with this girl, right?
So, you know, let's throw that question out there. You know, because of MySpace or Facebook or anything on the internet or iPhone or whatever the heck these days, carrier pigeon, well, maybe not so much anymore. Has it done damage to your relationship? And did it end up ending a relationship because of a posting or an email or somebody trying to add you?
You know what I see the future? I see the future when a judge mandates that each person deletes their Facebook or MySpace.
Oh, there you go. You'll probably
get
be better
to that
off.
Point. Yeah.
All right. So have you gotten in trouble because of something on the internet, or did you find out something about somebody else?
Yes. Good morning. I wanted to comment about the Facebook
yeah.
and MySpace.
Yeah.
I definitely think the Facebook and MySpace does cause drama. But however, I think to me that shows a lack of something in the relationship if it's causing that much trouble.
Right.
I
yeah.
think there's a moderation on being on the internet. You know, there's a time frame, especially if you're busy. You don't really have time to be on it like that.
Right.
But I think if guys and girls are, their relationship is falling apart because of that, then I think there's something bigger.
Someone's insecure.
Yeah, there's something going wrong. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the comment. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Good morning, Kelly.
Hi. I was calling to comment about the MySpace and Facebook.
Yes.
Conversation.
Uh-huh.
I actually caught my stepdaughter on her MySpace page blogging with her friends about drinking and partying. And so she wrung her own neck on that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
We caught her. I didn't get in trouble, but she did.
Right. Yeah.
So. It's a good way to keep track of your kids and what they're doing. She was, she had an account and I had an account, and she didn't realize that when she made me a friend that I was going to have access to everything. She was commenting and with her other friends and having conversations with her other friends. So all
right.
of her dirty laundry was aired out there.
Yeah, well, that can happen with kids. That can happen with relationships. It can happen anywhere. Yeah.
What if your daughter was on some website called Hot or Not or CanDoBetter.com?
What if she was?
Yeah. What would you think about that?
I don't think it's very cool for a 16-year-old to be on any of those sites, really. She's grounded from all those. She
right.
can't have any internet site like that. She pretty much hung herself on that, so we don't allow her to do any of that stuff.
Right.
That's a good thing, because
one
of the biggest ways that kids get in trouble is through the internet these days, you know, through posting photos or getting to chats with people that, you know, they have no idea who they're talking to. And, you know, that's where child molesters literally go to troll for victims, and others go to troll for victims. So, yeah, you know, when we start thinking about, you know, the use of this for teens and younger, it really becomes dangerous, not just fun anymore. But, you know, what it does bring up the idea of privacy issues as well, you know. I mean, it's kind of, you know, we can keep track of our kids or somebody else on the internet, and how does that differ from reading their diary? Right?
Yeah.
You know, I have a friend that I don't talk to from college, but I'll go on her Facebook. Mm-hmm. I know everything about her.
Right.
I know exactly.
Right.
I know where she's working, where she's living. I see pictures of her new man, what she looks like now, you know,
right.
what she's been doing the past couple of days, or, you know, when her friends got married. I mean, I know everything about her. At some point, it's, you know, what TV shows she's watching, everything.
Right.
It's crazy.
It almost gets to the point, like, you know, when you're part of it, too, and you're like, oh, should I post that? Well, you know what? I'm not going to post anything.
Yeah.
And I've gotten like that a lot lately. It's like, nobody needs to. Nobody cares what I'm watching right now.
Right.
Nobody cares what I'm eating.
I'm more into finding friends from, like, elementary school. That's
intriguing.
Mine is a phone book.
I want to see the ones that were pretty. I want to see them ugly and fat now.
Oh, see? Speaking of looks and how people look, hello, right there, Hot or Not.
Right.
We're all interested in
Well, you know, the ones that picked on me or that weren't nice to me, I want to see them suffer. That's all.
You want to see. Nice.
Well, I'm just being truthful and honest here.
I get you.
I'm on Dr. Judy Bloom's couch right now, so I'm just
revealing.
Maybe that's our new website.
You want to know that you're doing better than they did.
Exactly.
Narcissism.
So, you know, Dr. Judy, before we wrap up today, you know, I got to thinking about, you know, yeah, it can be destructive to relationships that you're currently in.
Uh-huh.
But what about somebody that's single, that's shopping online, and that's all they do? You know, they're on Facebook, they're on MySpace, and, you know, whatever all the dating sites are. I mean, they're spending all their time searching for a mate What is going to change when they're actually when they do meet somebody and they're actually in a relationship? Are they going to be able to stop that hunt?
Well, one of the biggest problems with the dating sites is exactly that. A lot of people get hooked on the dating sites. You know, they're constantly thinking that there's somebody better, that I can do better. I think that's probably psychologically where the people who got the idea to do that particular site kind of got it, you know?
Right.
Again.
But you see that all the time. You know, it's next, 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 and they keep feeding you with, you know, new possibilities every single day. Even when you go off the site, they still keep sending you, you know, possible matches and whatnot as a way to intrigue you to get back on the site and pay the money, right?
So do you think you're setting yourself up for, like, disaster?
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways, a lot of these sites are really setting yourself up for disaster. They really are. I mean, they can be beneficial, okay? They're, you know, it's like anything else. There's a way to use things in a good way and a way to use them in a way that's really destructive, okay?
Moderation, you might say.
Yeah, moderation, yeah. You might say, exactly. Yeah. But for a lot of people, they don't know how to self-moderate to that point, and it really can be destructive. It also, you know, begs the question, here you're spending all your time sitting at a computer looking for a real live person. Why aren't you out doing things where you will meet real live people?
Really? You can do that?
Thank God for the bar.
You don't have to have your face stuffed in a computer monitor or an iPhone?
Right. What a concept.
Really? I had no idea. There's life outside your house. Wow.
Yeah, it's really, you know, we're losing the whole art of personal interaction.
Right.
It's true.
Yeah, totally. Totally. All right. Well, we got to wrap up for this week, Dr. Judy Blume. Thank you. And what's your website?
DrJudyBloom.com, and Judy's J-U-D-I, and Bloom is O-O-M like a flower.